KQED.
To the peninsula now, where for years communities have been frustrated by the lack of opportunities inside some of the biggest tech companies growing around them, like Facebook. Some say it can feel like they're competing against the world for jobs in their own backyards. But as KQED Silicon Valley editor Tanya Mosley tells us, after a push by residents, new efforts are now underway to turn that tide.
Christopher Boyd has a lot of experience. His resume is 6 pages long.
A lot of work in artificial intelligence, work as an enterprise architect.
But even with all of that experience, he can't seem to land a new job. The 54-year-old East Palo Alto resident has been searching for 5 years.
The competition is just impossible to get past the HR department into the actual working managers.
Boyd estimates he's filled out thousands of online applications, including for jobs right up the street at Facebook. It feels demoralizing, he says, to drive by the campus day after day.
It's more than frustrating. It has a significant toll on people. They begin to get very depressed. They begin to feel outdated.
Now, as Facebook is poised to expand its headquarters to its new Willow campus, the social media giant has begun asking residents like Boyd how the company could be a better neighbor. In addition to more affordable housing and less traffic, residents say they want a more transparent way to apply for jobs. And Facebook says they're now doing something about that. Here's public policy manager Juan Salazar.
It's really having someone here in place that could allow for there to be additional attention paid to resumes of local candidates and for having someone really advocate for those folks with like our recruiters and so forth to get in place.
Under a new portal on the Facebook jobs website called Access, residents from East Palo Alto, Belhaven, and North Fair Oaks can apply for jobs and hear directly from someone about whether they qualify to move on in the application process. And if they need more training, Facebook says it will share ways to gain those skills.
I think for us, it's meet them in the middle in terms of determining how is it that they can get connected to the tech economy.
This isn't the first time Peninsula residents have pushed for big tech companies to hire more locals. Last spring, when Amazon moved into East Palo Alto, they claimed there weren't enough high-skilled residents to fill what's called the first source rule, which requires companies to hire 30% of their employees from within the city. But residents protested, and Amazon and the developer made a concession by creating a job center right next door to its campus.
What do you think, Felix? Is that the right field?
That's where Chris Boyd learned about the option of going back to school to brush up on his resume. He's now taking a web tech class taught through the nonprofit called JobTrain.
If somebody will take a look at our capabilities, we will get jobs.
In 10 months, Boyd will have a new certification and a renewed hope, he says, that this time around, someone on the other side of that online portal will take him seriously. In East Palo Alto, I'm Tanya Mosley, KQED News.